All right, that's actually, let me grab some real quick.
Oh, Jesus Christ. He was wandering off again. God knows what he's doing. I never know where he's going. He just up and leaves, leaves me here alone to my own devices, just me and 987 Pennywise bobbleheads, bunch of beer. Robert probably has a hole in his basement and has a person that he's kidnapped and thrown down there, and he forgot to give her lotion to put on her skin, so he's just going to put the basket with the lotion. Oh, good. Oh, good. He's back. All right, guys. Great news. Robert's back now. Fantastic. Got some little nuggets in there for you while you were gone.
Oh, no. All right.
Excuse me.
I needed fresh batteries in my backup recorder in case something catastrophic happened with your internet.
We couldn't. Yeah, we don't want that. With my 10 megabit per second upload I'm stuck at until I get a modem that supports a higher speed.
All right, well, we're ready.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 78 for Monday, October 1st, 2018.
This week on a special episode of the Two Bobs.
No.
We're going to talk about beer, because we wouldn't be the fucking Two Bobs if we didn't. And then if talking about the beer we're drinking today isn't enough, we're going to talk about some of the top pumpkin beers that you can find this fall season. We're going to talk about Gillian.
No, that's later.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. Yeah. You got to do it in order.
Got to do it. Never mind. You learned that last week.
I'm so sorry, Robert.
Before we get to Gillian, we'll talk about crazy news stories this week involving the repo man, an apartment fire, Costco's return policy, another burgling, the toddler machine, an all-you-can-eat buffet, and then we'll get back to the beers we're drinking, and as Rob said, we might even tweet at Gillian.
We're going to drunk tweet Gillian Graham from the Press Herald tonight. For funsies. See how that's perked up right there like that?
You changed. You were lashing out at me. But as usual, I might have said a few things. That's my go-to answer. Well, what happened? I might have said a few things.
I've lashed out at a lot of people this week.
I've been a grouchy fuck. I mean, the last couple of days. CNN.
My name is not Brett Kavanaugh. Don't worry.
Well, that's all they've been talking about.
Bloomberg has nothing better to talk about than Brett Kavanaugh right now.
What a mess.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking douche.
he freaked out, and I was laughing because we won't go too much in politics, but the way he was acting, I think if it would have been her, then they would have turned those tables up.
Probably. You know, he's the perfect Supreme Court justice nominee from Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Trump really found a good one. Oh, boy.
Guys, lunatic. But we'll wait and see what happens. I think it'll be an interesting couple of days. And probably by the time this episode comes out, we'll be even different than it is today.
Probably.
What else has been going on besides our anger?
Nothing much. Drinking some beer. I got my beer this week. I went to a local brewery and picked up a growler, and I started drinking it. A little bit before we started recording, so I'm already a couple in, which is good. So it should make good for a good podcast.
Already is.
Should make for good podcast entertainment. So we should probably get right to the beer.
We should.
Hanging out and having some beers with friends, which I gladly do, and which I fully embrace.
Thank you, Brett. And I fully embrace it too. It's what we do here every week.
That's the best "what are we drinking" drop.
Well,
not that I didn't like most tavern, but I mean, just Brett Kavanaugh talking about beer. How many times did they say beer so far in these proceedings?
I don't know. It was a lot. But here's our original.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I don't even think that's really the most tavern. I think that's...
Oh, no, it's not.
Sounds like Barney Fife or whatever that guy's
called. Yeah, you're right. There's one of the drops that says, oh, no, you know what? That's the Simpsons one. It says most tavern.
Oh, yeah.
And Bart says something witty.
Well, Well, I figured I'd change it up given the circumstances of the week and the talk of the town, the water cooler discussions. And we'll see how long it lasts. But I thought it fit quite perfectly. You know, we're friends drinking beer and we fully embrace it. So why don't you tell us about your growler?
So this week I have a new brewery that we haven't talked about on the show before. And mainly because this particular brewery, it's like literally a 5-minute drive from my house.
Uh-oh.
They don't distribute outside of their restaurant. They have one location. I don't think they do any distribution whatsoever. And to be honest, I've never been a really big fan of their beers, but they have pretty good food. We were at dinner with some family last weekend, and they had some seasonal stuff that they came out with. They've always kind of stuck to the same menu, but I see they've kind of started making some more seasonal type of brews and stuff like that. And so this one, you know, now that we're kind of getting into fall and getting into the Halloween season, they had one that I tried there and it was really good. So I bought a 64-ounce growler of it and wanted to have it on the show. So it's Great Baraboo Brewing Company, which again, it's a single location, 5 minutes from my house. So you're not going to be able to get it anywhere. And this is the My Little Booter Cup Peanut Butter Porter. It's our signature porter with flavors of chocolate and peanut butter. Delicious, dark colored, medium to full body, known for its creamy texture. A real treat. 6% alcohol by volume. Contains no nuts. So if you have a peanut allergy, apparently it doesn't contain any nuts. So you can drink this as much as you want. And you should, you know, cross your fingers, but hopefully be okay. Really, the description really does it justice. I tried it, and now I like peanut butter. I like chocolate. I like the more desserty beers. It was actually a good one to kind of have with dinner. And it's really good. The first thing you smell is that peanut butter presence. When you drink it, you taste the peanut butter. You taste the chocolate. Kind of like it reminds me kind of like a more... It's peanut butter, but I get kind of like a Nutella type of taste from it. So you get that sweetness, but it's nice and creamy. It's a thick beer, as a porter should be. It's as dark as night, and it's a really good beer. Actually, I was surprised because again, normally I'm not a big fan of their beer, but I. You know, I was, I, that's at the brewery.
Their beer usually sucks, but I like this one.
This one, no, seriously, this one's really good though. So yeah. It is actually on Untappd. So good news. It was there already. I rated it a 4.5 out of 5. It's a nice solid brew and it's seasonal. So I don't think that they're going to, you know, obviously, you know, if I go back in the spring, they may not have it, but it's a good one for this time of year. And I'm enjoying it thoroughly. So I've already had a couple glasses of it. I'm having a little bit more. Let me taste it. I'll tell you kind of, I already talked about it, but because I've already had quite a bit of it. But I'm going to drink some more and then maybe talk some more. We'll see.
Well, it's probably a good idea that we're having this on a Friday. If you've already had some and we're, like I said, recording this on a Friday versus the Thursday or Wednesday, I think we tried, but things came up as they usually do. So we're here on a Friday. So you're able to sleep in a little bit, maybe let some of the hangover go away in the morning rather than going to the office.
I really do wish because I do have to go into the office in the morning. But
Saturday. You know, get a big ass coffee.
Yeah, nonetheless, though. I mean, Saturday's not like a real day of work to me. Right. So, like, I get stuff done, and I have a couple client calls to make and stuff like that. But anyways, yeah, again, really good beer. I like it a lot. I'm going to have a couple more glasses while we record a podcast, and it should be fun.
We'll see what happens.
They have good food. They have pretty good food there, too. I had a clam chowder there that was pretty on point. The service sucked though.
Yeah. Well, those places, there was one near us that's very busy and the food is always very, very good, but it's crowded, but they've got a lot of places to go, but there's still only one kitchen. So it sometimes does take a little bit longer to get food. And sometimes they'll have food trucks that kind of separate and kind of split out and almost, you know, dilute the main kitchen. So it doesn't need as much attention, but, any brewery that's got really good food, I kind of like, well, they want you to stay around and drink a little bit more, maybe take a little bit more home and just make it more of a destination point versus a place to fill a growler and leave.
Yeah, but I mean, like we'd order our drinks and it was like 20 minutes and it wasn't that busy. Different. It was pretty bad. But anyway, what do you have here in keeping with the Halloween theme?
Well, yeah, keeping with the holiday, I've got something. Since this episode does come out on October 1st, I thought it was appropriate to dive back into the pumpkin beers. And I think last year I started them in September, and it's almost like not quite ready for it, but now it is. And I've got, from our friends at Southern Tier, but I've got the limited Warlock Imperial Pumpkin Stout. And I'll show you what it looks like. It looks like any stout. It's a lot like yours, where it's black. It's like motor oil. You can't see through it. And I've been sipping on it, and I really, really enjoy it. But the website says, Warlock is brewed to enchant your palate on its own and also to counterpoint our Imperial Ale Pumpkin, which I have had on the show. Make your own black magic by carefully pouring this Imperial Stout into a goblet. Dark and mysterious, reanimate your senses with Warlock's huge roasted malt character, moderate carbonation, and a spiced pumpkin pie aroma. And it's 8.6% alcohol by volume. I think only 40 IBUs, it says on the bottle. Doesn't really say there. But it's really good. I rated it a 4.25. I don't get as much of the pumpkin in there as the spice. So if you think about anything with pumpkin, you've got pumpkin or pumpkin spice. So it's more along the line of I don't want to say the word spice again, but more towards that versus a sweetness of a pumpkin. So it's generally like your stout, but with a little bit of that fall flavor to it. And I really like it. I rated it 4.25 on Untappd.
Nice. So got pretty good rating.
Yeah. Comes in a 4-pack, which is what I've got. So I've got one here. I got another one in the cooler, and I'm tempted to run upstairs and grab another one, but I think I'll take my chances and see how it, see how it goes. What is that?
That's a picture.
Rob sharing a screen with me, and every now and then he'll do that. So not only do I see myself with a slight delay, but I see whatever else he's looking at, and it's looks like it's Rosie kind of reaching around and doing a reach around on Donald. She's got her hand around his neck, or across his front, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know where her left hand is, so I can't vouch for that. But the look on his face says it's somewhere that she might be squeezing something. He doesn't look at all pleased, which is fine.
It's hard to tell. What does he look like when he's pleased?
He
always has that fucking idiotic look on his face. It doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
No, not that I'm political or anything like that. But, you know, so I have my little booter cup. You have your pumpkin ale spice. Yeah. No, pumpkin porter.
Warlock Imperial pumpkin stout. Good God.
So, hey, we should talk about some of the...
You mean our friends at Thrillist? We haven't been to Thrillist in a long time. They're kind of,
no,
we haven't really talked about it a whole lot. We
a lot of fun.
We've changed our show up a little bit, so we don't quite hit the Thrillist, but I thought this was kind of fun. And it's for this time of year, the 21 best pumpkin beers in America.
Ooh.
So we don't need to dwell too much, but a couple of these breweries, we've actually had beers from them.
Well, I'm looking at the list here. We should probably just run through it real quick.
Yeah.
You know, now's the time. You know, the PSLs are out at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, people want pumpkin in their beer this time of year. So,
yeah.
You know, let's see here. We have the Anderson Valley Pinchy Jeek Barrel. It's a bourbon barrel aged ale, 8.5%.
Oh, man.
That sounds Weyerbacker. We've had some of their stuff. They have the Imperial Pumpkin Ale.
Jolly Pumpkin La Percella, whatever that is, from Dexter, Michigan. You know where that is?
Yes. I've had Jolly Pumpkin stuff before, not their La Parcella though. No. So,
well, where's Dexter? Is that somewhere near you? It's probably a small place.
It's in like the Ann Arbor area.
All right. Yeah. Heavy Seas Greater Pumpkin.
There's a school in Ann Arbor that's quite popular.
Is it? UMich or Mich State?
No, Michigan State's in East Lansing, but no, UMich is in Ann Arbor. So, let's see here. We got the Elysian.
Skipped two, Bob.
I'm sorry. Heavy Seas, Greater Pumpkin. So that's good.
That's Baltimore. 10%. I've had Heavy Seas. I don't think I've had that one. I'll look for it.
Stevens Point. You had some Stevens Points before?
No.
They're in Wisconsin. Yeah, they have a whole hog pumpkin ale. Ellison? Yeah. Elysian.
I thought we've had some from there. I know I've had some from them.
We've had them, but I don't know how to pronounce their name. They have the Punkochino. There must be some coffee in there as well. Yeah,
coffee ale.
Wow, look at that.
Good shit.
It's the pumpkin.
Yep, I've had that on the show. Had that.
Oh, the dogfish head. Pumpkin.
Yep, I've had that.
We've had that. Avery Rumpkin. No.
Avery Rumpkin. There's still a bunch of them there. We'll put the link in the show notes.
People
are already turning this shit off. They want a crazy news. That's why.
They can fuck off then.
Probably.
This is my podcast. I'll talk about what I want.
We'll decide. I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to look there here. Firestone Walker, Wikiweed, Tired Hands. Yeah, there's not really any other ones there, but I think we hit the major ones.
I think we did. All the ones that count. The other ones are stupid. Don't try them.
If we didn't cover them, you don't deserve to drink them.
Nope. They don't deserve you either.
Yeah, unless your name's Ramblin' Rob. All right, well, that's crazy news. I'm going to finish this one because I'm ready for the second.
All right, so this takes us to...
That's how you know it's crazy news time, when you hear Mr. Cocky Nuts.
Cocky Nuts is appalled that we're going to Florida. Where Florida man's been back at it again.
Always.
This time, Florida man was trying to flee in a pickup, but it's hooked to... I haven't read any of these yet.
Good.
It's hooked to a repo man's tow truck. And they're extra funny for me tonight. A Florida man took extraordinary steps to prevent his pickup from being repossessed, but failed spectacularly. Johannes Lopez of Homestead discovered earlier this month that a repo man's tow truck had hooked up his Ford F-250 and had hoisted the rear wheels off the ground, preparing to haul it away. Lopez had fallen behind on his payments, according to police report obtained by the Orlando Sentinel. He told the tow truck driver he just wanted to take a few items out of the pickup before it was towed. Instead, Lopez jumped in the cab, fired up the pickup, and attempted to drive it away while it was still attached to the tow truck.
That's not going
to
work.
According to Inside Edition. Well, I don't know if you have pickup trucks in Virginia. I'm assuming you do. No. Or does everybody just drive a Prius?
Prius.
Well, that's okay. So, anyway, pickup trucks are rear-wheel drive, unless you put it in four-wheel drive. But if you don't have enough sense to do that, as this guy clearly didn't, then it doesn't go anywhere if the rear of the truck is lifted up into the air.
Well, I knew that, and I don't drive a pickup truck. But I knew it, Rob. I was already ahead of you.
So he did have it in four-wheel drive, though, apparently. Yeah,
the four-wheel drive pickup definitely had power enough to lift the tow truck's front wheels off the ground. This was a first. Never seen one of my trucks go up in the air like that, the tow truck driver told Inside Edition. However, the repo man won this round. Lopez, 31, was arrested. Is that his first name or last name? Arrested a few minutes later and charged with grand theft and criminal mischief. Rigo Herrera, who owns Specialized Towing with his brother, said the incident was definitely not a normal day on the job. Things like this happen. They just don't happen all the time and definitely not to that extreme. He told CBS Miami.
Oh, there's a video. Hold on. I got to watch the video.
Okay, you watch it.
Does it actually show it happening?
I don't watch the videos, Rob. It takes too much time.
But the videos are the best part. We just talked about the story. Hold on. This website's being fucking slow.
See?
I'm just watching it spinning.
God damn it.
Motherfucker here.
You should get a new modem.
Oh, here we go. This is in the video. Why is Samuel L. Jackson on my screen? Fuck off, Sammy J. Go chase some snakes off some planes.
I thought that was Morgan Freeman.
Is there a difference? Look at him.
Wow, he really did lift it up off the ground.
That's phenomenal.
Well, only in Florida, I guess. Maybe in Texas.
Maybe.
Texas, they probably do that.
I mean, it's possible.
Well, last week we went somewhere that was not too far from me. I think it was last week, maybe the week before. And this week we've got something, too, that I happened to see. I thought was kind of fun. And this comes from our friends at WUSA9, which is the local CBS affiliate here.
And says, shit's just falling apart in Virginia.
Everything. Well, this is in D.C. I think it is. Yeah. Senior found alive inside building 5 days after apartment fire. The crews located the 74. Talking like you now. The crews located the 74-year-old man Monday morning sitting inside of an apartment building that caught fire last week. Officials believe he is a resident of the second floor. An elderly man was found alive and apparently with a sense of humor inside a D.C. senior apartment building 5 days after a fire broke out, causing more than 100 residents to be displaced. The man had been identified as 74-year-old Raymond Holton, according to sources. Crews hired to evaluate the safety of the structure located him sitting inside the apartment building that caught fire last week on Wednesday. Officials believe he is a resident of the second floor and had been in the building since the fire happened. Despite the situation, Holton had a sense of humor when crews arrived and told him he wasn't going anywhere.
This isn't funny at all.
It's not. He just stayed there. He didn't leave.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Where are we?
Well, we can skip it. We got
No, stories. This is good. Holton was in incredibly good shape and told crews that he wanted to walk out of the building on his own. Crews helped Holton, who had non-life-threatening injuries, into a kitchen chair and then carried his ass out of the building so he could be taken to the fucking hospital. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Is that the mayor?
Yeah.
Mayor Bowser.
It's not World News Daily Report.
Said the search had now been turned over to the D.C. Fire and EMS and the ATF. Officials are working to re-verify that everybody has, in fact, been accounted for. They didn't leave any old people behind. This comes after Mayor Bowser confirmed during a press conference last week that all the fucking tenants in the building were accounted for and were able to make it out of the fucking building. Officials used a list provided by Edgewood Management Company to determine which old fuckers had gotten out.
What, honey?
Why is this happening?
So the apartment building practically burned down. But he said, no, I'm going to stay here. And it took them 5 days to find him.
Yeah,
he just sat there for 5 days.
Yeah, it's like the people who have a hurricane barreling directly for them. Barreling directly at them. And decide, no, fuck it. I'm just going to stay here and just wait it out. See what happens. I mean, eventually they'd come and try to knock the apartment down or try to fix it, and they'd find him then. He wasn't worried.
Right. If something happened to him, it wouldn't be funny. But the funny part is that the place basically burned down around him. He just sat there and waited 5 days, and nobody came to look for him. Nobody did anything, but he just hung out. He said, well, I'm gonna wait till somebody can get the door open, then I'm leaving.
Good for him.
That's good.
Yeah, he's got this.
He did. He had a sense of humor about it. Yeah, I'm going to walk out of here on my own. Good for you, Raymond.
God damn it. I'm going to just wait here. I'll be fine. Sons of bitches try to burn down my apartment. I'm not going anywhere.
Nope. Now, do you have Costco up there?
Yeah, we have Costco up here. Where isn't Costco?
You know, they have a very... very flexible return policy, Rob, and I think this next story will tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's kind of funny that you're talking about this. A colleague. Another colleague. They had bought at Costco like a jacuzzi tub.
Oh no, you can't return that. DNA in there.
Oh, they did. Several years later. They threw that shit into a trailer in the back of a pickup truck and drove it up to Costco. I was like, this fucking thing, this thing is broke. And they gave him a full refund.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It had cracks and shit in it. It was old. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it stopped working.
Costco doesn't care. They'll refund anything.
Yeah, no, good for them. What's up with this bitch right here from Colorado, though?
Well, you tell me. I did the last one that you said wasn't funny. So you tell me if this
It was hilarious. An old man almost died. Woman says she...
You're missing the point, Rob.
Hold on. Hold my beer.
No, he's perfectly safe. That's why it's funny. He just sat there and waited for somebody to come and get him. He wanted to walk out on his own, which he could have done. But for whatever reason, he sat there for 5 days.
Probably like a war veteran or something like that. He's like, Charlie couldn't chase me out of the woods. Nobody's going to chase me out of my apartment. Woman says, let's see where, let me see where in, Colorado. I already said that. A woman says she lost $35,000. I would assume it's U.S. dollars. Stored in her, this was like pesos, and it's like $1.50, right? Lost $35,000 stored in freezer after exchanging at a Costco. This takes us to Thornton, Colorado, or a woman in Colorado. Damn it, I did it again. I said the first line, which was the same as the... KMGH reported that Renee Reese has been pressuring Costco since June to help her track down the cash, which she said was in her life saving was her life savings. Reese said she put the money in the freezer because if her home burned down, the things in the freezer would still be safe. Has she never heard of a fucking bank account?
Well, not only that, when you return anything like that, and maybe she's shoved it in the back somewhere.
Shut up, cocky nuts.
Right? I'm thinking like if you put it in there with the ice and the green beans,
no,
not going to burn down, right? If your house gets on fire, when you take the thing back, you got to empty it all out.
How do you miss it? That's the thing. How do you miss that, though? I've seen with $35,000 in cash looks like. And just assume it's all in $100 bills.
Let me get my money clip.
If it's all in $100 bills, that's still $300. That's still $150.
At least four.
That's like 11 bills. No, wait. It's 350. 350 bills. That's still a lot of... Right?
Something like that.
It's a
that's
lot.
That's beside the point.
It's a big wad, though. You'd think... You think she'd see it, right?
Well, part of me tried to give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe she shoved it in the back to hide it from burglars. But then I remembered it said...
In case she got burgled.
Right, in case she got... And we're going to get to that. In case she got burgled. But then I realized that she said she tried to protect it from burning down. In the back of those refrigerators, sometimes it's like a cardboard and you got these little pockets. But that's not going to protect it if the place burns. She had to put it actually in the compartment. She never checked to see. There's probably bags of peas in there and some sausages. She never.
Cocky Nuts and George are really upset about this.
Well, they are because we didn't finish. We didn't finish the article. That's the problem.
I'll finish some of it here. All right. She said the cash was in a Ziploc bag,
right,
and was wrapped in white paper towels, which blended in with the freezer door. The financial strain has devastated me because I am so sick, I don't have any way to recover it, Reese said. Reese has multiple sclerosis. Shit.
That's not funny.
And said it has, God, you really picked out some good ones this week, and said it has increasingly destroyed her mobility. That's why she said she wanted a new refrigerator and freezer combo so she could more easily access the food inside.
She said she filed the report with Thornton police after tearing apart her house in search of the money. She also opened a claim with Costco. So again, she didn't check in there to see if there was any food left in there, and it's wrapped up in paper towels, and it's a big bulge, Rob.
That's why you don't put your life savings in a fucking freezer.
She might have been afraid of the banks. You know, those people are crooks.
I've worked for one for 12 years. I've yet to see where money has just disappeared. I'm just saying.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
Brett Kavanaugh probably stole that money. He used it to buy hookers.
She walked in there and she went and she pulled, she opened the freezer to check if anything was in there. Yeah. And she said,
"Where do you want these fish bags?" And then Brett Kavanaugh ran up to her and grabbed her pussy.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
And then saw that there was a six pack of Colt 45 in the fridge and stole that.
Probably.
Probably. All right. This was good. What's next, Robert, on the docket for the crazy news?
Well, the next one takes us to Tennessee. And I mentioned earlier that we would be speaking about a location that might have been burgled, and this is it.
Oh, boy.
This is Memphis. This one says, man breaks into a house, draws a bath before arrest. The man was arrested for breaking into a home moments before he was about to take a bath. Police responded to the scene in the 3700 block of Barron Avenue in East Memphis around 7:30 p.m. on September 21st. That was only a week ago.
Or some beer.
This boy, Jamal Staples, was still on the scene, and the representative from the property management company was on the way with a key to enter the home. Ooh. After entering the home, Staples was found inside with multiple lights on and a bathtub filled with water.
Yeah.
You got a big head on there.
That's what she said.
Police say he told them he was about to take a bath. Now you finish the rest.
Oh, hold on. I have a bag.
Suspect was immediately. I knew. That's why I tricked you.
After entering the home, Staples... Wait, no. Wait, you said that.
You can probably read that line better than I did.
After entering the home, stop place... This is the... It was stop place. It's Mexican. Was found inside the home.
Señor Staples.
Señor Staples was found inside the home with multiple lights on and a bathtub filled with water. Police say he told them he was about to take a bath.
Because he's five.
Wait, can you recap what's happened so far? So there was... He went into a home and then tried to take a bath. So far, Staples broke into this home and drew a bath.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So that's where we're at now.
He didn't plan to steal anything. He just wanted to take a bath.
Okay. The suspect was immediately taken into custody.
Tennessee.
Custody. He does not live on the property, nor is he a leaseholder or owner. Staples told police he got a key to the property from a family member who owns the renovation company that he works for. He did not tell police the name of the company or the relative he alleges gave him the money. Staples has been charged with criminal trespass and theft of property. This is an ongoing investigation. This is an ongoing investigation, Bob K. Back to you, Bob K. Back to the studios.
So why do these people always, and a lot of these stories that we have, they always seem to be doing something else rather than getting in there, getting what they want, and getting out of there? They're either drawing a bath, cooking a steak, stealing pipes from behind the drywall. Yeah, well, I'm hungry. I could cook a steak right now.
I think I'm going to go on Grubhub and order 20 tacos. Let's see here.
No, you got to order the 100-piece McNugget.
Will Grubhub deliver McDonald's to my house?
I believe so.
Or DoorDash, one of those.
Yeah, DoorDash does.
They do. They do McDonald's. Have you ever ordered from either of those?
No, but DoorDash, there's a guy at work that ordered something from them the other day, and he said, oh, you got it. He sent me the link, and that's where they are.
Oh.
It was DoorDash.
DoorDash
so I subscribed or signed up or whatever.
Yeah, you should. Offering like
they'll bring me a gyro.
Oh, a gyro? Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
I'm always in the mood for a gyro. Or a gyro. What do you call it? A gyro? You're probably one of those people.
You get some quesadillas. What is it actually called? A gyro?
Gyro.
It's not called a fucking gyro.
Well, that's how it is. It's phonetically up there, G-Y-R-O. That's what I'm gonna call it. All right, what's next?
We're going to Massachusetts now, Robert. Strap on your strap-on.
Safari doesn't like this site. It says it's using significant memory. And closing mine's, it may improve their responsiveness.
Mine's not saying that. That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Time for a new modem.
All right, put on your jock strap, Robert. We're going to Massachusetts.
All where righty.
Cheecher is charged for allegedly putting his toddler into a mall game machine to steal prizes. Anthony Helsinski. Oh, wait, no. Damn it. Oh, wait a second. Congratulations. Wide Open West Finance LLC user, you have been selected as a potential winner of today's free iPhone 8, PlayStation 4, or Samsung Galaxy S8. So an old iPhone, an old Samsung Galaxy, or a PlayStation 4, which I already have. Oh, let me shut this shit down. Damn it, shut the whole fucking story down. What the hell kind of websites are you pointing me to here? Hold on.
It's the Inquisitor.
All right, here we go. Woman says she lost 35,000. Damn it, wait, hold on.
Oh, we already did her.
Another burglar draws a bath. Toddler right. machine. Okay.
All right, after the toddler machine, that's it.
Okay. Anthony Helsinski, a 34.
It's French.
A 34. Massachusetts Murderskir Imperial. A 34-year-old Massachusetts middle school teacher employed by Andover Public Schools has been charged with two counts of criminal trespassing, three counts of criminal theft, and endangering the welfare of a child after allegedly putting his toddler into a mall claw game machine to steal toys. As the New York Post reported, the crime took place at the mall of Rockingham Park in Salem on September 14th. A witness recorded the incident on their cell phone.
Of course they did.
And police issued a video on Facebook in an attempt to identify the suspect.
What, honey?
An attempt that seemingly worked. The cell phone footage reveals that the thief giving instructions to the young toddler on how to maneuver herself inside the machine. And then he gives the stolen goods to a young boy after the young girl tosses the toy out of the machine. Video game systems are among the merchandise that were stolen. Is there a video? Where's the video?
The young boy looks to be between 4 and 7 years old, and both children are reportedly his kids. The suspect can be heard giving the toddler instructions on how to remove them from the game, and the young child can be seen exiting the machine. Thankfully, the toddler appears to be healthy and didn't appear to have any injuries from climbing in and out. A hostess, that's a mall of Rockingham Park.
I want restaurant a cherry pie.
Witness, cherry pie. Witnessed the crime and called security. And he's a clean-cut guy, too. He's got a goatee that hasn't been in style for about 15 years. And he's wearing a shirt and tie. So it's not like he's just some scrub. At least in his mugshot, anyway.
Let's see what's happening here.
They probably grabbed his ass at work. And how does she fit in there? And what could possibly be that good?
What a fucking idiot.
What could be that good? Oh, we really want this stuffed animal. He's got a job.
It's not, though. It's like one of those, I think, that has like expensive shit in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like there's like electronics and stuff.
He pulled a Nintendo Switch out of there. That's why. That's like $300. That's a small opening, too. Yeah, she could have gotten stuck in there. If that machine burned down, she'd have waited 5 days before she got saved, I bet.
Fucking idiot.
Damn it, Anthony Helsinski.
That's why I stay away from Massachusetts.
I want to see the kid come out. There she comes. She's climbing out. And the boy probably got the Switch. She probably got the little stuffed light-up toy or something.
Well,
for $300, I might do that. If I could fit in there,
that's fucking ridiculous.
I'll probably try it.
I wouldn't send my child up there, though.
Yeah, you would.
Oh, boy. You don't know me.
You would for sure.
I'm a good father.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
I'm better father and a better person than fucking Brett Kavanaugh, that's for sure. I drink beer and molest people, and I should be a Supreme Court justice.
Hey, well, you're a guy. You've probably done all that stuff.
And even after all this, Trump's still boys will be standing boys. Behind him. Whatever. I mean, just much like Brett Kavanaugh, I like beer.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
He still likes it after all this time. Hold on, I made a mess.
The rosy cheeks didn't give it away.
Fucking beer everywhere here.
How many ounces of your 64 did you spill?
Not much. Most of it's gone down my gullet.
All right, good.
There's this whole jug, and there's this much left in the bottom.
Oh, Jesus. Did Kelly get any, or did you just pour it in the sink?
No. No, she made manwich again this week, though. I made sure I didn't pour. I made her pour that shit into the sink when she was done with it. I'm like, I'm not touching that shit.
Yeah, you know what happened last time. I still haven't made any. Maybe Sunday.
So, the next story, is it my turn?
It is. Where does this take us?
Well, Robert's next-door neighbor was arrested for leaving children in the car for 9 hours.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
We're leaving her children in the car for 9 hours. Wow. She was at an all-you-can-eat buffet. According to the Richmond Police Department, a mother was arrested yesterday after she left her four children aged between 1 and 7 years old. And by the way, this is our friends from World News Daily Report, so we know this is not fake news. 1 and 7 years old in her car for more than 9 hours while she was eating alone in a restaurant. According to the Richmond Police Department, 34-year-old Raquel Hernandez decided to leave her kids in the car while treating herself to an all-you-can-eat meal at the Golden Corral Buffet and Grill. The 400-pound woman arrived at 11 a.m. It was still eating when the...
I wonder if she knows Staples.
That's that place. When the police arrived on the site at 8:20 p.m. 29-year-old Sarah Ferguson, the waitress who warned the police, says she noticed the kids in the car when she arrived for her shift and saw them again when she finished her work. I saw them in the car when I arrived around 11:30 in the morning. I thought their mother was gone for a quick visit at the nearby pharmacy or something, but when I finished my shift 8 hours later, they were still there.
Miss Ferguson called the police, who immediately freed the children from the vehicle and went looking for the mother. The young waitress said she was shocked to find that the mother of the children was a customer she had served during her entire shift. She was there during the whole 8 hours I worked. I must have picked up at least 60 empty plates from her table. The single mother of four will now face four charges of child abandonment and four charges of child neglect.
What, honey?
If found guilty on all charges, Ms. Hernandez could lose custody of her children and spend up to 20 years in prison.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom. Okay?
At least 20 years in prison.
She was freed from jail this morning on $2,500.
Oh, God.
Oh, God damn it. $12,500 bail, which she immediately had taken out of her freezer. But her children will remain under the care of social services until the end of her trial.
Sorry for the best. Hey, Robert.
Yeah?
Did you hear about the man who was transported to the hospital after getting a squirrel stuck in his rectum?
I liked beer. Still like beer.
That's that pain look on his face.
Or how about the death row inmate who eats an entire Bible as his last meal?
The choir boy survives deadly snake bite after the priest sucks venom out of his genitals.
The Purina employee arrested for stealing and eating over $30,000 of dog biscuits.
Oh, man. Good times.
I think so.
We had a little harder hitting news this week. You know, a little bit of real life stuff to really make you think about it. But there's some crazy stuff out there happening. It's not all the usual suspect kind of thing.
There really is. Crazy week. A lot going on in the world.
As was evident by our crazy news in this episode.
It's true.
Anything else you want to tell people?
I do.
Do you have anything to get off your chest you feel like you need to share? And
I do.
And
I don't know what it is, so I'm just going to start talking and formulating thoughts as I'm talking.
No. Well, what if people had thoughts they wanted to share with us?
The fall season is upon us, and I was thinking just now about how there's children in the world who are starving.
Right.
And we sit here and we record our podcast and drink beer.
Talking about food.
And I think about these children who drink water out of a river or a pond.
Right.
On a daily basis, and they don't even get clean water to drink.
Oh, no.
And while all this is happening, our president.
Oh, here it comes.
John W. Trump.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
Appointing a man named Brett.
Not Favre, by the way.
He's not Brett Favre. Water. So, I mean, think about that for just a minute.
Notwithstanding.
And think about how sending Robert and I a check for $1,000 can make this all go away.
we can find some way to make it
listen,
go away.
Guys, with a small donation of only $1,000 a month, Robert and I can make this podcast so much better. Trump won't be president anymore because we'll get him impeached. And Brett Kavanaugh, we'll have him deported.
Like beer? Still like beer?
Even if he's a U.S. citizen, we'll have him deported.
Imported?
Imported. Into our podcast. We'll make him, it'll be the two Bobs and Brett Kavanaugh.
We should call him. We'll call Gillian and see if she can get a direct line.
Let's see. Can we call Gillian? Gillian Graham.
What episode was that?
Oh my God. I don't know.
If I just search Gillian, will it come up?
Is it Graham?
There's Gillian Anderson.
Was it Gillian Anderson?
No, she's from the X-Files.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm going to say Gillian Graham. Oh, there she is, Graham Gillian, reporter for the Press Herald.
Great. We're going to call her right now. She is
at Graham Gillian on the Twitter.
Gillian Graham.
Let me see. Her last tweet was on September 21st. So it's been one follower at Real Rob Phillips.
I follow Gillian.
We should tweet at her.
Robert, what's the meaning of life?
Hey, Gillian.
Hey, Gillian. Gillian. What's up,
all bro? Right, you talk, what's and up, I'll type.
How's?
Now, we only got 240 characters.
How's your vintage Pyrex collecting go?
Okay.
I just want to know what's up. Like, where are we at? What's our status, Gillian?
And tweet. I didn't really send that because she might know people in the mob.
I don't know. I mean, with a name like Gillian.
I forgot about the vintage Pyrex. That's pretty good.
Hey, Gillian, I found some vintage Pyrex for you.
Well, she has pictures of it in her tweeter. She's got her little header image. It's all like old bottles.
If you're just tuning in, Gillian Graham is the best damn reporter in the world.
Let me see. Where do we have it? Press Herald.
She works for Press Herald. And she collects vintage Pyrex, according to her profile. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. She reported back in episode TTB-065, Shanking the Swine.
Yes, that's right.
Turns out that stealing a 20-foot shed was by literally dragging it behind a pickup truck is a bad idea, though it didn't stop these dipshits from trying. That was from Press Herald back in May.
Hold on, let me. I gotta tweet to Graham Gillian here. Hold on. Let's see here.
We'll see you next week.
All right. See ya. Bye. Bye, bye everybody. What's up? Where are we at? What's our stash? Wait. Graham.
Now you can't just respond to me on the text machine. You gotta. It actually has to go because I'm not Gillian.
I just.
Oh no.
I just texted her from the tubes. I just tweeted at her from the two bobs. It just says sup. Sup. I'll tune in next week to the two bobs. We'll see if Gillian replies to our tweet at her that just says sup. All right, great. Let's see here. See what else I can tweet. See how many followers we can lose tonight. Let's see here. Never mind. I got to get off Twitter right now.
All right. Well, was that episode 78?
It better be. One of us is going to get arrested if it's not. if we don't stop now.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
Graham says Steady Seafood gets final permit from SACO officials for Maine's largest lobster processing operation. That's great. A distemper outbreak is suspected in New England. Seal die-off. Seals are just dying, dropping dead everywhere. And it's distemper, so watch out for poop.
Watch out for seal poop.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it. We're going to drunk tweet Gillian Graham from the Press Herald tonight. For funsies.
Yeah, see what she says. Maybe she'll come on the show.
Oh my god, if we could get Gillian on the show, that'd be awesome. I mean, think about this though. I mean, that would really be taking us to the next level to get the top editorial reporter in the whole nation on our show.
Well, yeah, for the Press Herald.
Has Gillian responded to our tweet yet? Let's see here.
Well, I got excited because I saw a notification pop up. It wasn't that.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Well, I'm going to send your tweet initially that you dictated to me. At Graham Gillian, how's your vintage Pyrex going? I want to know what's up. Where are we at? What's our status, Gillian? I'm sure she's very nice. That's the thing, Rob. That's the part that's hard about this because...
She's nice. That's what makes her so sexy. With her vintage Pyrex. She had me at vintage Pyrex. Gillian, you had me at vintage Pyrex. Oh boy.
Sounds good. Just looking at some of her see, she has even bigger drags in her crazy news. Grandfather killed and his granddaughter 5 injured when a lawnmower and car collided.
I don't think she's recording a podcast. I don't think she's like, hey, this is some crazy news this week. I think she's probably thinking, wow, this is a news story I should write about because people might be interested in reading about it. I don't think she's thinking about the entertainment value.
Oh, well, she should be.
I know, but you know what are you gonna do? It's fucking Gillian.
I liked beer. Still like beer.
That's right.
All right, Judge. What the fuck does that say? Old fat pumpkin beer.
What? Where are you at?
I was reading your notes.
What? Oh
yeah. Oh my god.
I don't know what it says. I don't even know.
I'm saving that one.
Old fat pumpkin beer. Oh boy.
Too funny. Well, I'm fucking hungry now. I gotta go get some nuggets.
I know. I gotta get DoorDash to bring me some Taco Bell.